Hello and welcome to Roleplay Rejects, where we play new and unusual tabletop role-playing games. This season, we're playing Shadows of Asterion, so let's Asterion some shadows.
Or just say, we'll
move that closer to your mouth so that you're louder.
Hey, other people use these mics.
No, they
sometimes.
Don't.
Sometimes.
Well, oh, not gross. Really anymore, since we're not shifting around all
not
the time.
Since the incident.
I've been licking mine for the past 2 years.
Gross.
2 years. No, good mic etiquette. You're supposed to have your lips on the microphone.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I learned that from my friend Joseph. Hits him.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I feel like he just likes making out with mics.
No, I did radio for
two semesters in college. This is a podcast.
It's close enough.
Nuh-uh.
I have seen, though, that people have it set up so that then it's like a foot away from their face, and yet it still has good audio.
Yeah. These are just built different.
The audio would be gooder if their lips were against the mic.
That's true.
The thing that stresses me out is that
parry this.
I am constantly clenching my jaw and grinding my teeth. So, I don't want everybody to hear that.
I make a lot
it wakes
of
me up
noises.
Sometimes.
Just save the audio for our ASMR Patreon.
Yeah.
Portion.
So sorry.
I feel bad for him. I'm okay. It's just how I be living. But
she had one for a while.
That's what I use my retainer for, but I broke it.
Oh no!
We'll have some kind of tense scene, and it'll be an hour of just teeth grinding.
It's like I need
a line type thing.
Yeah,
my issue is Roleplay Rejects ASMR hour, where we hear nothing but the grinding of teeth.
That was thunder. It wasn't good.
I mean, they basically sound the same in some cultures.
The mouth guards that they give me at the dentist, though, make me sleep with my mouth open. So then I wake, I'm not grinding my teeth, but I wake up and
your mouth is super
my
dry.
Throat and mouth are like the
they're
Sahara.
Just, like,
yeah,
I don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
No, you got it.
Yeah.
It's pronounced Sahara.
It's pronounced Sahara.
Is there a blanket down here? Give me your blanket.
Leaving.
I'm so glad we're all
going back
together
to the moon.
Again.
Oh, I have a blanket. I got it from the innkeeper.
From town.
That doesn't help me in real life.
Are you cold?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm a little
he's
cold.
Freezing.
Nope, he's
we
dying.
We have blankets in the dryer.
Oh, Hogger's champion. BRB.
This is the sticker I got myself.
Dibs.
No, you can't.
He dibs it.
Sorry.
It's
you
his now.
Respect the
I will burn it.
Legally his.
I'll give thanks the ashes Obama. To him.
Oh. That's kind of metal.
Very ominous.
Speaking of metal.
Subscription.
Episode 2.
What a segue.
Yeah. Asterion is a type of metal. It's not. I mean, it's an actual shadow.
And a segue is a type of scooter.
It is. And scooters are made of segues, which are made of metal.
What?
Which brings us to episode 2.
Episode 2!
Would anyone like to recap? I'll recap, but it will be very shitty if no one wants to recap.
I got it. So, last week, we were all at the Upper City quest board, and we saw 3 quests, because we were there towards the end of the day. All the good quests had been taken. The first one was like, are you poor?
Yes.
Come to this inn and learn about herb retrieval. That's what we need. The second one was like, let's go fight the biggest bad masked Fionda you've ever seen. And all of us were like, nah, that sounds terrible. That's not a first level adventurer thing.
It is not.
And then the third one was for ore retrieval to go get onyx out in the mountains. And we were all like, you know what sounds like first level adventurer stuff?
Herb retrieval.
So we all went to the Red Crow Inn and we met Eogon. Okay. And his father's dying. And so he needs some timbleweed.
His father, TM.
Go save his father, TM. And we convinced him not to come with us for some reason. And so he's giving us 2 extra Azure for a total of 12 Azure. So we are.
Isn't it Azure?
Sorry, I do want to stress this. It's a possibility of 12, right? You get one per herb.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm fighting him if we don't get 12.
No, that's not true.
You fight him?
I'll fight you if you fight him.
He will destroy me if we fight. Also, yeah, he is like some crazy good fighter, and we're just like, no, don't come along.
Okay, I would just like to point out that his father is dying. If he leaves him for multiple days, he could come back and like...
No one said we're going to be gone for multiple days.
Listen, dude can make his own chicken noodle soup.
Before.
Yeah, it's close on the map. It's
he lives in a bar. He's not going to run out of food.
That's true. He could eat.
I wasn't worried about him starving to death.
What were you worried about?
Rapscallions.
It's not like he has medicine to give him.
Dying. Yeah, he doesn't have medicine.
Yeah, but he can at least be there to help him... Move on. Guys, death is like really rough for some people.
Yeah, also like there could be like maybe not the antidote TM, right? But like pain suppressants he might have on hand, right?
Yeah.
What, you think people need love? He had to help him when they're into ailing? Bed.
So like, okay, yeah, that's fair. Probably needs help living.
Yeah, he's already in bed, so he can lay there for the next couple days.
The next few days. Just pee in bed.
Pee in bed. Ew.
Anyway, so I also got a really cool free blanket. So did Damien's character named Otis. And then we went to the Wise Owl Library to learn more about the Timbleweed. We also looked up the Mast Feonda. We learned that they are super scary and like organized and sometimes attack cities. So real happy we didn't take that quest. Sure, that's not going to come up. Mm-mm. And we are leaving the city to go and find the Timbleweed. Following the river.
Hoping to find 10. 10 weeds.
10
Is that a weed? I'm calling the police.
The Timbleweed. All right. And as we are walking down the path, Rackenwald is going to... come up to Rebecca. She is obviously well traveled, and I'm gonna ask, so you're a Varigal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wanted to become a Varigal and they were like, you know, kind of down on their luck and didn't know where to start, where would that someone go?
Well, just like most jobs, the best way to start is to find a mentor.
Okay.
And usually that mentor will take you on as like an apprentice type, teach you everything that they know. And then by the time you've learned as much as you possibly can, for Varigals, what's really important is... obviously knowing how to travel, but also having having your name out there so that people know to come to you when they have important jobs. Now, there's different types of Varigals. That's also important, just to kind of know what you want to do. Varigal in general means you're a traveler, right?
Okay. What are the different types?
There's tons of different types, but the main ones are people who kind of travel with other travelers. Those types of Varigals are really popular, mainly going from city to city. You stay on the normal paths, typically. There's people like me who tend to curry goods. I don't necessarily go traveling with other people that often, but normally what I do is I help deliver important letters or goods or whatever. Nice thing about that is that I don't always have to take the path if I don't think that's going to be the most expeditious way of getting somewhere. So I've learned a lot of shortcuts.
Okay. What's the coolest good thing that you've carried?
That's a good question.
Do you want like what's in the world? Like what's cool?
Yeah.
If you want help.
I didn't. I didn't think this.
Yeah, sorry. I just realized, I was like, have you read the entire book? Because I want to know everything.
No, I mean, a lot of it is, a lot of, like, I guess the cooler stuff would be, like, you might take, like, I guess pick your fancy, right? There are religious scripts that you might find that with reference to the one god, TM. Mm-hmm. Flux is, like, a highly viable slash volatile material. It's, like, it is the fuel that powers, like, Magientist supply, right? Mm-hmm. And there are different qualities of it. Sidron obviously is neat, right? Like, that is like a lot of people, it's highly valued in the sense that people will just take it and trade it, in both like proper Demorthian will trade it down to like their disciples or like use it themselves, right? A lot of people will steal it just for the hopes of selling it to some idiot that wants to use magic but probably can't, right? Mm-hmm. Those are like unique materials. There are also like Magientists, what's called, what are they called? It starts with an A. It's like a tool that starts with, an artifact. There are, like, different scientific, like, Magientist artifacts, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them are, like, power gauntlets that let you lift more than you normally could lift. Some of them are, like light sources that burn for a really long time. The vast majority of them are tools to, like, help human life.
Cool.
That some tribes take to more than others because it is a relatively new thing. And some people that are a little more traditional in their ways, like, very heavily frown upon it.
Yeah. So I relay to you that there's, like, all sorts of different stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I then go on to say just, you know, I take the jobs that make the most sense as far as where I'm already traveling and... what I can personally carry, I tend to go by myself. So, you know, if it's a large tool, I don't take jobs like that. Some people can. I'm just small, so there's only so much I can carry. I do.
Yeah, me too. I get that.
Oh, they're bonding.
We just kind of keep walking.
You can tell that he, like, wants to ask to be, like, apprenticed on, mm-hmm. but he's not going to ask.
It's like, oh, they
and
they
she's take not going to huh? offer because yeah. she's not sure about
yep.
all this yet, especially with how young you are. Like, it's a lot.
Hey, I'm all of 16 years old, even though I look 12.
Yeah, but she doesn't necessarily, like, because you look so young, like, her yeah. thought isn't, like, has finished... obligatory service and like
yes yeah
works as a physician, you know, like her, all she knows about you is that you look like you're 12 and you're going to find an herb
yeah like, I am.
yeah
and that you seemingly are vegetarian probably
bebopping around
hasn't asked
but not vegan because he eats cheese
mm-hmm. yep
meanwhile Otis and Vera are probably like back a little ways so I don't think we've ever actually, like, talked before. Hi. Hello there.
Sorry, I just wanted to see you.
Hello.
What do you do?
Kind of in between. Oh, wait, I'm a smith. she kind of, like, lifts up her sword and, shield, and she's like, I'm a smith.
Did you forge those yourself?
Yeah, well, with the help of my dad, but that was when I was younger, but I'm a lot better at it now. I do definitely have to repair them from time to time, but that's why they're in such good shape.
Well, how about he pulls out his dagger? He's like, is this, like, I got it on the cheap, but I'm not sure if it's, like, good, you know? And I'm handing it over to...
Is it good?
Is it good?
Like you is just, it good?
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. I imagine that he had to trade all of his life's belongings just to make it to this city, so he got it after being super poor.
I mean, it's a dagger, right? It's not anything quality, right? Like, it's nothing any decent smith would look twice at. But luckily, it doesn't look like it's going to break anytime soon. So, I mean...
It looks... sturdy. Nothing special, but it'll do its job.
cool. I haven't had an opportunity to use it yet, but...
I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Say, I haven't... Well, that's a lie. I've definitely used this. And she pulls out her long sword, but not in a while.
Have you, like, killed people before?
Yeah, have you?
Have you, like, killed people? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
No.
Sorry, this isn't my conversation. You guys keep talking.
Like, a lot?
It depends on what you count as a lot.
I think any more than, like, 5 or 6 is a fair bit.
I've been in battle, I'm sure. I've killed at least that. I don't really keep track. Sometimes, you know.
Oof.
I'm just kind of in the zone.
That's
I haven't. I haven't been in a lot of battles.
At least 10.
Yeah. Writes in journal. Don't fuck with Vera.
Yeah, everyone sweats nervously.
I try to avoid it as much as I can.
Since the incident.
But, you know, military duty.
Oh, yeah, but it's not like you see combat too much when you're, you know, doing that.
Well, but, I mean, I was assigned to more, like, combat-based stuff. I mean, she, like, gestures because she's, like, super muscular and stuff, so you're like, yeah.
It makes
sense.
Yeah,
I can't sense the reason. There are some towns, particularly amongst the border of... Fuck, I need to look at the map. Hold on. Please hold. Hold!
Holding.
So here's... someone... Hold on. First, someone remember this number. 236.
236.
So, I said this a little while ago, but we're in Tal Kair, right? It's cool. It's Pog. It's pretty neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Guidre?
I don't know what we're going with that. Guidre is super traditional, and the vast majority of areas here are super religious, right? That being said, they don't like flux.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the opposite, right? Like, there are still, like, a few, like, followers of the one god here, but this place is big on... Magians, right? Like,
Rise.
If you want to go to like, Rise. Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, like Rise, yeah, Rise, Riz, Rise,
Rise,
these. But as far as Magians goes, like that is like any Magientist that wants to become like a known Magientist goes to study there. That is where like the school of Magians is,
mm-hmm.
and any invention worth noting has probably come from there.
Okay.
That being said. There's a lot of flux to be had in these mountains and the paths that kind of go in between the two cities. And people also make pilgrimages. Is that the word? For multiple pilgrimages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To surrounding areas, right? And so sometimes the two will bump into each other. And the more like... What's the word I'm looking for? The more like... I don't want to say devout because it's not necessarily...
Zealous.
Yeah. The more zealous... Zealotous? Yeah, the more zealotous... Followers would usually attack the Magientists that don't necessarily want to fight, but they're provoked, right? They're not going to fucking lay there and die.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are more combat capable are usually deployed around some of these in-between towns to kind of like hopefully keep the peace, right?
Yeah, that's where I was for sure. But I was just a normal, not super devout. I was just strong.
Yeah, you're just stronger than average, right? You're stationed there, break up fights, occasionally kill someone who gets a little too...
Sometimes, like, keep fights from happening, but tensions are high.
Yeah.
Man, you're lucky. I joined up, too, but I just got stuck in the Osta Bale stables my entire career. All 2 years of it.
I think I'd consider that a little more lucky than going out to kill other human beings, but...
But, you know, I joined up to, like, get out and see the world, and I didn't.
Well.
There's not much to look at.
I mean, there's
a, more cool trees and, you know, grass and stuff, but...
For those of your in your situation, there's not much, but more of the same that you'd find in the city, just cruel people who aren't willing to help out.
Oof.
Oof, indeed.
That's fair. Okay. Well, sad way to... Okay. Yeah. And then he just kind of slinks off.
I feel like I just
destroyed some kids' dreams.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
He probably did, but that's okay. Sometimes they need to hear it.
Yep. It's about 4 to 5 hours of walking before you get into, like, before, like, just, like, plains and, like, off-roads become foresting, like, dirt. Mm-hmm. I was going to say wood chips, but that wouldn't make fucking sense.
There's wood chips everywhere. There's a giant wood chipper in the sky.
That would be terrifying.
It would be.
But yeah, you begin to enter the forest of more Forsair, still following the river. And you guys left at what? Like 8, let's say?
Sure.
Or earlier.
That feels right.
Well, we went to the library
so
first.
We left at like 9.
9. So it's like what? Like 2 p.m.-ish?
Upon your arrival. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That feels right in my heart.
2 p.m. That's us right now.
2 p.m. gang.
In
gang,
the
gang,
forest. Gang. And we've already collected all of the herbs safely.
You have not. That's not but sure enough, after you get a little deeper into the forest, you roll a...
Rebecca.
Yeah, sorry. Rebecca. Sorry. You said you have that one nature one. What is it called?
Natural environment.
Natural environment.
Does that sound fair to use for like tracking animal movements slash
in a natural environment?
Tracking, like looking for tracks?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I also have a discipline in travel called signs. Which kind of matches that. It like
your signs like is that more like natural tracking stuff, or is that more like Varigal? I left a note for other Varigals here.
It kind of described it as both.
Okay.
If you want to read it though, because we can read that real quick and then decide which one you think makes more sense, since this is the first time we've
done it.
Really okay. Needed yeah, to me. Choose between
a second. Keep RPing or whatever. Or don't. Whatever.
RP.
Hello, it's me. RP. Leon.
We're walking.
Leon's just going to be my go-to now. It feels right. We're walking.
So, like, how much would you say it'd be to get something like that? And I point to the long sword. Like,
I think this would be probably like 7 Azure.
Oh.
Though.
Oh, good God. That's a little expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's less expensive when you make it yourself.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
I'm ready. So roll 2. Roll 1 for signs. Okay. And then roll another 1 for the other thing I said earlier. Nature's domain handling.
Okay.
And they're both empathy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll do them. You'll add your empathy and then your points in that domain / discipline to your roll. Actually, what do you have in empathy?
5. Why are you looking at me like that?
And you have with signs is a travel discipline, right? So that would add 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was that your role just now for signs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what'd you get on the die?
6.
Okay, cool, easy. So and then do the other one for nature or whatever, animal tracking. And then also add your empathy to that.
10.
Okay. So, the animal tracks are, like, not as helpful as two particular markings you notice that seem to have been left by variables who have come past here in the past. There is one that tells you of a watering hole. I should have drawn the river, but I didn't. But it's pretty... It's not in the center, and you are on the northern part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also seems to be on the northern half of it, but on the other side. So you would have entered from here. the west, right? And from what you can tell from the markings, it's here in the northeastern part of the forest. It's like a pretty sizable watering hole.
Okay, so we'd have to go through the forest.
Through the forest, yeah. It also says that Phaonda's activity in the area is relatively light. Or at least it was when he came through, right?
Okay.
They definitely are here, but like, if you're quiet and if you don't like leave a fire burning all night, you could probably get through relatively unnoticed, right?
Okay.
And then you just see animal tracks going to and from the river that you're following deeper into the forest, but like, there's no like rhyme or reason about it. You can probably tell, like, at least in this part of the forest, the animals come to drink from the river rather than drink from the watering hole.
Okay, so that tells me that we're decently far away then.
Yeah, it's probably like another 4-ish hours to get through the forest entirely, assuming nothing happens on the way there.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Sorry, I don't mean for it to be.
You always say ominous stuff. You're like, oh, what's that right there when we're playing magic? What does that creature do? Or like, how much toughness does that have? No, stop.
Hey, do you have flying? No, I'm just wondering.
Don't worry about it. It's not really that important.
What's in your graveyard?
Yeah.
So we continue onwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we now have like a good direction to go. Besides just the river, it's like, oh, we've got
a general
direction. Go ahead and salute. That way we aren't just kind of like following the river. It's like, oh no, this is confirmed. Like, there is a body of water.
Yeah, and I was thankful too, right? Because the river goes, it doesn't follow the, like, it doesn't go through the entire forest, right? So you guys entered here with the forest. It kind of curves up at some point, and what you want isn't that way, obviously, right? You want to go further east past that. So pog on you. You got a Vargo.
Dun, 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 dun. Cool.
That actually does make this a lot easier.
Yeah. Because we would have been like, yes, these tracks, they
tracking.
They're from
these
an
tracks
animal.
Be tracking. You have food on you, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody else have food on them?
Just the cheese.
I have some dried ham.
Yeah, I just brought the rations that he laid out for us that morning.
He said food didn't matter, but I ate it anyway. Or I brought some anyway.
Okay. As
did
you travel.
Did you lie to us, God?
What?
No. He's just being weird. He's asking us questions that are going to make us die.
I'm not.
Animals are going to want
our food. You're in a forest and with wild animals. Why would the food you have on you be relevant? So smelling the food on you. Fox has come up.
Fox.
Well, fox boys. They're like skittish at first. And I guess they're pretty skittish most of the time. But the more perceptive of you do notice that they kind of start following you. They don't get too close, but they're like, you'll notice them like scurrying into the bushes. You'll notice them like vibing.
You guys, I've got this. Swiper, no swiping. Say it with me.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, God.
Okay, sorry.
That's it. You got foxes on you.
I would like to, once I notice that they're following a little bit, I would like to kind of like stop. And with very uncharacteristically that you guys have seen thus far, because he's kind of a, you know, he's like a lot more empathetic as he like turns over to the foxes. Oh, hi there. You're just looking for a little bite to eat. You know, we all are pretty hungry these days. You know what? I think Rodney can share. And he'll reach in and like pull out some of the dried meat and then kind of like hold it out. If they come towards him, cool beans. If not, he'll kind of like set it on the ground for him.
When you like present the food initially, like when you pull it from your garment, you notice that the less hesitant of the foxes, there's like about six in total. Do you like two of them come towards you and they do receive it, like they take it out of your hands. And then after that, like, the other four kind of jump up and they, like, wait expectantly, right, for their portions.
Oh, slow down. Hold on. We do got to save some for Ordney here, but we got, yeah, and then you get one. No, you already got one. You just calm down. There you go.
And, what's everybody else doing while this is happening?
Just watching.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. These are new animals to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they're common in the city.
I'm confused as to why we're feeding them and not just hunting.
Yeah, and I'm trying to listen out for any other animals that might be nearby as well. Foxes are not like... They're like middle of the food chain, I feel like. Yeah. Like, so I'm a little nervous that there's something nervous. Bigger.
Okay, will you roll for that?
Yeah. No, wait, no, that's a good one. Never mind.
What are you rolling?
What am I rolling?
You asked.
Yeah.
The same one, the more animal related one, that I forget the name.
The natural environment one.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so.
I do want to give Otis a few pieces of my meat. Because I feel bad because I know technically he took it first.
But you didn't know they were going to be going to foxes, you know what I'm saying?
But he's being like really nice to the foxes. So I'm like, maybe he's not a total asshole. So I'll give him some dried ham.
So as they're exchanging dried ham, you notice an unnatural shadow in the tree line.
Oh no.
And you look up first, right? Because you're like, whatever shadows be like.
Yeah, my eyes kind of faulty anyway, so.
Same. You see a big bird. At first it looks like a normal bird.
A bird.
And then you notice the black ichor dripping from its wings as it stares down expectantly at the foxes. And right before you can call out, it swoops down and snags one of the foxes, crushing it, just barely missing you.
Oof. Jesus.
And then it starts to circle you all expectantly.
Is the bird bigger than us?
It's bigger than, like, your average bird. It's like, and I guess not average bird. It's bigger. Like, imagine,
Like a turkey size?
I guess its full body would be, like, about the size of, like, a little bigger than my torso.
That's terrifying. Okay. So, yeah, like turkey size.
And then,
But with wings that work.
And ichor.
And oh, yeah, black it's ichor all dripping from it. Gross. Yeah, it's drippy as hell, I tell you what. So, here's where we get into the, like, well, I guess first, what are the vibes? Are we running or do we want to fight? Thoughts first.
I'm going to try and fight it.
Yeah, I think I fall back, you know, surprised. I don't think I have gotten to the thought of flee or fight
yet. Stabbing it with your dagger.
Yeah. I'm going to try and kind of get in front of the two young ones and, like, have my shield and my sword ready.
I think normally I would run, but I'm the only one with an aerial asset.
True.
So I will try my best.
Does your speed say 5?
Sure does. I am slow.
What's your speed?
8.
Same.
Now I feel slow.
What are you?
7.
Oh, you're fine. I put an advantage into speed.
So did I.
Oh.
I wanted to put 2.
Is it you both that are 8?
I'm 8 and I'm Damien's 8.
Okay, it's you 2, the bird, then you 2. I'm sorry, I could have looked, but I can't read.
Getting into combat. Hell
here
yeah.
Here we go.
I'm just going to calculate on my phone the bird's HP because I don't want to make notes on paper. And it's only one dude. That's not a calculator. That's a fucking clock.
I know
clock.
Who this is.
Squawkers.
It's
coincidence?
What was the number?
I think
I actually do remember. It doesn't matter because I remember. It was 236.
Yeah. I wrote it down.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
I wrote it down. It reminded me that I wrote it down, but I wrote it.
I didn't know what the page was with the...
So, you two have the same speed rating. You'll act at the same time. If that's too unwieldy, I don't care. You're going to act at the same time. Because I think that's more fun.
We'll talk over each other.
Yeah. Don't, actually. yeah, you guys first. You can do whatever you want.
We played enough co-op games.
Respectfully, GM, do we choose fighting attitudes first?
Oh, you're right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Player. And also, can you re-explain what that means? Because I don't remember.
Also, I can.
We don't know anything about combat.
We don't know anything about combat. We're all learning together.
Hey.
Aw.
So first is the orders of action, right? I think it's more like character reflective if I just go off the speed ratings, which is weird, right? Because because I can't say roll for initiative because your initiative is set. But yeah. That being said, you do have fighting attitudes, right? So the slowest of you, I'll read the blurb.
That's again. Me.
Each protagonist announces the fighting attitude he has chosen. The slowest one, which means the last in the initiative, so in this case, Ragnvald,
yep,
speaks first. Then the fastest one is the last to decide. This represents the fact that the fastest character evaluates the intentions of his opponents and manages to perceive them, right? So you two, Rebecca and Otis, you'll pick a fighting attribute last. And that's where your potential comes in, right? So I'll read the chart. We'll ignore this rule for now, but I'm going to implement this like maybe after like the first two combats. It says the choice of attitude has to be announced quickly. If a player hesitates, the PC is considered to be indecisive and the attitude will be standard by default.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool though.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find the chart that has like the math for all the attitudes.
I wrote them down, so if anyone has questions about it.
I do.
Okay.
So many questions.
Yeah, well, will you just read them off?
Yeah, so standard is attack. You don't get any upgrade or downgrade. Defense, speed, it's all plus zero.
Okay.
Essentially. If you're in the offensive stance, then you add 2 to your attack, you subtract 2 from your defense, and you don't have a speed because you're not moving.
Yeah, because your potential is 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, your defensive stance, you subtract 2 from that, you add 2 to your defensive, and then speed is, again, 0 because you are standing still.
Mm-hmm.
Quick. Your attack is 0, your defense is -2, your speed is +2.
Okay, wait. Your quick is what?
So attack is 0, defense is -2.
Okay.
Speed is +2. And then if you're doing just movement, you don't have an attack, defense is 2, +2, speed is 0. And then you take your defense and your speed from the box on the right, and you take your attack from the potential, correct?
No, the potential is the pluses and minuses that you're doing for each of the stances.
Oh, okay.
While the attack would be your, if you're using a melee weapon, close combat, which is your combativeness plus your ranks in close combat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're shooting, it would be your combativeness plus your ranks in shooting and throwing, and then modified by whatever attitude that you have.
Potential. Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, because so like Vera. That works out
because we have the same potential.
Yeah, and okay. Vera here has 3, so it's plus and minus 3 for all of
to
that.
To each of those. Cool. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. So once you decide, like, oh, for example, I didn't know that this was coming. I'm a little bit startled, so I'm standard. When you go to attack, you just have +0.
Yeah, right? No extra bonuses to it.
Or if you're like, oh, I'm defensive, cool, you get +2 to defending yourself, but you get -2 when you go to attack because it's different.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah, like and then that. It changes every round. Is that right?
Yeah, you can pick your attitude at the start of every round. Speed's the fun one, right? Because you will, like, let's say right now, when you pick speed, right? You would bump the order, right? Because now suddenly one of you would be faster. So instead of acting at the same time, that player would act first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, is that what quick does?
Yeah, quick. Thank you.
Oh, because then I would be speed 10.
Yes.
And then, oh.
Cool.
Okay.
That is really cool.
But, so, and it's a trade-off, right? Because like the naturally faster players pick last. So if it was a one-on-one between Regenwald and, I don't know, some loser bandit, that loser bandit had a speed of 6. If he chose, he announces his stance first, right? So if he chooses speed, the loser bandit can still then choose speed, right? And he'll still be faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could choose, like, because speed makes you lose what? Defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could choose to go more aggressive, right? Knowing that it's going to hurt a little less because he's kind of more frantic to move rather than protect himself, right? So the advantage really does go to the naturally faster person, even if you pick speed to try to act first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then there's resolution of actions, right? It doesn't talk a lot about movement, so movement is going to be a little nebulous in this regard.
What is
nebulous?
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Oh.
Like that one dude's eyeball.
That's a cool way to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to be super well defined. I will just say, as long as you're not making any like wild strides, you'll just move, right?
Backflip 20 yards.
yeah, exactly. And then you rolled a hit, right? So the formula again is womp, womp, womp. You rolled a hit, and people have their own defense rating, right? You all have yours, all the enemies have theirs. So your attack roll minus your defense rating. So when you roll to attack, you'll roll a d10. You'll use whatever domain your fucking
combat or shooting it through.
Yeah, whatever your combat reflects, like the domain related to your weapon. For a lot of people, it's just close combat.
Okay.
And you'll also add, so your attack roll and your weapon damage. If those two together is greater than the opponent's defense, you'll get what is called a margin of success, which is basically just how much you beat it by, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then once you have that amount, if they have any protection rating, that is subtracted from that margin of success, right? So you could technically hit your opponent, but still not do damage. It's kind of like the weird difference in D&D where you're like, well, I missed, but did I miss or did his armor protect him? And here it's more clear, right? Like you didn't miss, but you didn't pierce his armor type deal, right?
Okay, cool.
That's pretty much it. Let me read this over really quick to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, because the margin of success, I think, adds like extra damage, right? Like if you get, I don't know, if he has a defense of 10, but you rolled a 20 for some reason, like in theory, you'd be trying to deal 10 damage to him plus whatever your weapon does.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold.
Holding.
Love how glittery that skull thing is. I think I just love glitter.
I think that's true.
That's fair. You want to tell them about your experience with glitter at the Goodwill?
Okay. So there I am. We're at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It was like this box. Think of like an old school art kit where it's kind of like almost like a briefcase, but like a closable box, right? And I was like, oh, this might be nice for minis to transport them back and forth. And that was my thought, right? So I go to pick it up and all of this blue glitter just like falls everywhere, all over me, all over the floor. And it's like the fine blue glitter too. And I was like, what the heck? And so I open the box and it's just a bunch of like loose crafting supplies. Like they're in like little baggies, but you can tell that not all of the bags are like closed all the way.
What the heck?
And that it's been like pretty used, right? It's one thing if like you had a crafting kit and you used like 3 pipe cleaners and the rest you're trying to donate. Got it. but it was like a heavily used art kit. And that glitter was everywhere inside the box. And I was wearing a white sweater, got all over it, all up in it. I was so mad. I was like, you guys, please don't donate glitter. Please.
No one needs glitter.
No one needs glitter.
If they needed glitter, Goodwill is not where they would go for it.
Yeah. The end.
Do you guys have an attack rating on your character sheet?
A what?
An attack rating.
No.
We have
3
weapon damage potential, or is it the domain like thing? Would that be our attack rating?
Probably. It just says the attack rating is used to which a d10 is added.
Oh, so previously in the book, when you're calculating some of the different stats for your character, it does have attack rating.
Oh, right.
Of, like, if you're using a melee weapon, you're using close combat for that, your attack rating would be
your close combat roll.
Okay. Yeah. So it is close combat.
For
melee. It's also
shooting and throwing for shooting and throwing. Cool.
There's a way associated with that, right?
Yes, combativeness.
And that way is included in the calculation, I believe?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so that's what it is. It is combativeness plus either close combat or shooting and throwing plus your weapon damage.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey, mine are the same. That's convenient.
Sorry, I trolled you. You don't add your weapon damage unless you hit.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just had my attack as my... the things. I didn't know. Never mind. I'm not going to have this conversation. I'll just make myself more confused.
You can't be more confused than me.
You made it sound like this was going to be, like, the most complicated combat we've ever seen.
Isn't it?
It's different. Like, once you figure out your stat... I guess we haven't actually done any of it.
Yeah.
And I guess with his weird...
How about you cool your jets? Vera?
Magiance?
Well, no, I don't do Magiance.
No, he does magic.
I do Rindoth.
Okay.
Yeah, Signal Ron or whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of Signal Ron, this science not going to make sense. What's your fighting attitude?
My fighting attitude is defensive.
Who's next? You?
Also Vera. Defensive.
Does the bird have...
It says the protagonist announced them. I don't know if I have to announce one for the bird. For now, I'm just going to say the bird is standard.
Defensive.
I have a question between quick and movement. What's the difference?
Movement is you do not attack, but in theory, you're supposed to be able to move farther.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And quick is like...
You're attacking quick.
You're getting you can still initiative. Attack.
You just lose defense.
Mm. Okay. I'll just go on offense then. Offensive.
Okay. You two are first.
Specifically trying to protect these two.
What did you say?
Defensive.
Okay, yeah, you two are first. Wait. No, you're first, sorry.
Me?
You said quick, right?
No, I said offensive.
What's wrong with me, man?
She did talk about quick.
Yeah, I did. That's probably why it's confusing. I've talked about like 3 of them now.
At the same time. So do stuff.
Okay.
You don't tell me at the same time, but your characters will act at the same time.
I imagine I'm just taking my crossbow and slinging it, putting an arrow in, racking it back, trying to line up a good shot, which is not my forte, seeing as I can't fully see. But that's the idea. Once I feel like I've got a hopefully good shot, I'll let go.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I think I'll, like, you know, I fell backwards, but I'm going to kind of keep that defensive stance, pull out my dagger, and try and wave the foxes away as I'm just kind of, like, preparing.
I forgot to mention this, just to, like, be super clear about it. That one is dead. He swooped down, he grabbed it, he said, chomp. And half fox body falls to the ground.
Ooh.
Hey, less hunting for us.
Oof.
Yoink.
Just kidding. But okay, so you take an aggressive stance, trying to, like, shoot the rest of the foxes away. Oh, and, like, And they fucking, they do, right? They're like,
yeah,
I'm gonna head out. Yeah. And they scatter. And then as Otis is doing that, Rebecca, you do take your shot. So yeah, roll your d10. Is shooting and drawing under, that's still under combativeness, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, add your combativeness in that.
I got 4.
And then add your 2 from your offensive stance as well.
I got 6.
That hits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
Yay! Okay.
It doesn't seem to do too much, though. But you clip it, and it kind of like throws it off balance a bit.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. So it hits, and then you add your damage.
Oh, you're right. You do have damage. I'm doing this wrong. How much damage is on your crossbow?
2.
Okay. So it is. It went from doing nothing to being a decent hit.
Cool.
It kind of like, you kind of like clip its wings, and in a grossly fashion, like so some wings fall dripped in ichor, right? So instead of a normal feather fall, they just kind of fall, like gross. In goop.
Ew.
And it kind of like loses balance and reels and turns its focus towards you. And it's gonna swoop at you.
No.
What is your defense rating?
11.
And that's with the -2.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Damn.
That's a really good defense.
You're fucking cracked, bro. I should have got 2 birds. So it does swoop at you, but I guess you're fucking, you know, your pog or whatever. Kind of sad about it. You do manage to duck out of a way. And it kind of...
Wait, that's a duck?
No.
That's the end of the session. I'm out. And it does, like, it tries to take to the skies again, but because it is hurt, noticeably hurt, it's, like, a little slow to get up. So at this moment, it's flying a little lower.
Okay.
And then we'll go to...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
I lied.
Okay.
That -2. So 9 is my defense.
It's,
I was thinking
it's a whiffs.
I was thinking of the -2 like during character creation. I was like, yeah. That's like we Gucci, but I didn't. I forgot that because I'm offensive, I get -2. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Aggressive, so you get -2 to defense.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yes. It still misses you though, and it's flying closer because you can tell it's like it can't fly up as fast because it's kind of like losing its balance at this point. Vera.
I can still attack if I'm
what do you got?
Defensive.
Yeah, you can still attack. You just, your whatever you roll, you'll just subtract 2. What are you attacking with?
My longsword. Am I able to attack it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I think if that's not,
it's like fine. Its ankles.
I'm tall.
You are tall.
Yeah.
And it's a long sword.
Yeah, so it's extra long because she's tall.
It's long with 2 O's.
So
come way of combativeness. Plus your for you would be close combat since you're using a long sword. Because there's no long combat.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
It made so much sense.
You were talking all that shit
it.
About
it
being
so
simple.
It made so much sense to me when she did it and now I'm doing it so and soon. I'm like, what's wrong?
Okay, so you rolled a 7.
Right, I did.
And then
I did.
Add your way of combativeness.
2.
So a total of 9.
Right, plus my comedy, I get it? 1.
1. So you got a total then of...
10, but -3.
Nice.
Because I'm on defensive.
Defensive, yes.
Oh, yeah, you have 3 potential.
7.
So it's 7.
Yeah. 7, and that'll hit. So what's your weapon damage?
3. Wait.
Bro, this bird has got, like, 0 defense.
Leave it alone.
My longsword does 3 damage.
This is...
Do I add anything to that?
For balancing purposes. No, it'll be your 1 plus 3. So it's...
Oh, margin of success was 1.
Yeah.
Plus the weapon damage of 3. So that's 4 damage coming in.
And it has peak moniker and it has no protection rating, right? So it's just going to take the 4.
Wow.
Oof.
I'm sorry I made fun of your bird. I was just excited that we can all hit it.
Yeah.
Now I feel lame because it's just a test bird.
It's more complicated than I thought.
Yeah, talking all that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
But now it scrambles to the ground, right? And it kind of like, you hit its ankle and you like...
Chop its leg off.
You don't chop its leg off. But it does start, it starts bleeding the same black ichor that is dripping from the wings, right?
Ew.
And then it kind of like... ungracefully crashes to the ground, right? It bounces on 1 foot And it's like a little panicked, right? Like it can't really fly because it's like, ouch, my bones. But that brings us to Ragnvald.
So Ragnvald,
grounded bird.
Yeah. Is kind of half-heartedly stabbing his javelin at the thing.
You were in defensive as well,
I am, right? Defensive, yeah.
So
math, minus two. Yeah. I rolled a two.
Okay.
And that's with your combativeness and...
Yep.
Oof. Wait, the total is two?
The total is two.
Okay, yeah. You like, you kind of go up to it, like, timidly, like, you've never really, like, fought before, let alone fight a Faeond, right? And you, like, go to stab, but you're like, your heart's not in it, bro. So
not
like,
at all.
It just kind of, like, hops back just out of reach. Yeah. But, okay. Hey, you're okay. And that's all that matters.
Thank you.
I feel like this thing looks like the Deathrite birds from Elden Ring. Just like a smaller version of that.
Yeah,
like
kind of.
The skull, and then it's like all black body.
Gross.
Dripping.
Yeah.
In ichor, not like in fine clothes.
Yeah.
But that's the round. So pick your stances again, you worms.
Defensive.
Defensive.
Offensive.
You said it's on the ground now?
It's on the ground, and it does look like it's gonna try to run at this point.
Okay, I would
that
like
is to say speed for
would
the
like
bird.
To pick
or quick.
I'd like to pick quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna just keep offensive.
Okay.
So I'm going to rush up and try and stab this thing with the dagger.
You said you're keeping aggressive, right?
Yeah. So okay. As he's doing that, I'm going to...
Well, he's going to go first because he picked quick.
Yeah, right. Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have plus two to my speed. Mm-hmm. So I'm a 10 and
got
zero.
You.
Yeah.
Got you.
I got a grand total of 8.
Okay.
With the dagger dealing 1 damage.
The dagger deals 1?
Yeah.
How do you want to do it?
I think I like rush up and with the dagger in hand, I just kind of like grab my like double hand it and just fucking stab down into the back of this bird as it's trying to like crawl away. Mm. Like really angry for some reason.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So you do that.
And then do the little twist. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It tries to get away. You kind of like just grab it and stab into it. It switches weakly in your hand for a bit, and then finally it slumps to the ground. Dead.
Well, fucking A. Ugh. You see that? It just fucking bit the fox in half.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that before. And I want to get a closer look at the ichor.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know what the substance is?
Can nothing I in particular.
Roll science or something.
Faeondas are just kind of like, I don't want to say gross, but gross, right?
Okay. Yeah.
They secrete all kinds of like weird liquids, most of which do nothing for people, right? The vast majority of which are also okay, you're right. I won't say do nothing for people. There is rumors that you two might have heard. I guess everyone but you might have heard.
Yeah.
We always exclude Odin.
That they can be used in some poison, the ichor from Faeondas, right?
Okay.
But such recipes aren't common, right? So like,
yeah. And I don't have anything to hold it, so I'm not even gonna try.
But other than that, it's just gross. You probably don't want to stick it in your mouth.
Okay. I won't.
I will resist the not art. Wait.
Pop off, queen.
Wouldn't resist. I would comply with the non-urge to
not eat it.
Put it. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. We know what I'm trying to say. Ew. That was gross.
Was that one of them monster things? I forget the name of them.
Hey, you got some use out of that Faeonda? Dagger.
I say pushing my invisible glasses up my nose.
Just pictured a pair of glasses on your nostrils. And you're like, wham! I don't know why. That's not a normal thing.
Yeah, that's a Feonda. Unfortunately, there's lots of different types, so.
I must interject.
Feond?
Oh, yeah, singular. Sorry. Yeah. Feond.
It is
I'm glad that I was not wrong in my mind.
Yes. Pushing up your glasses for nut. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang it.
Wow. You embarrassed yourself.
You may resume.
Hey, I'm only 12.
You're not.
When it's I'm only 9 though. Years old.
I'm only 8.
I'm an infant.
I'm 16.
I haven't even been born yet.
Curls up. Grandmother.
16 months.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's tons of different types. So you'll know one when you see it, but it's. They're not all birds, basically, is my point.
They're not all birds, if that's what you're going to ask.
Is there a chance that I would have come across some of these?
Like Feondas in general?
Yeah, like, is it just in this forest, or is it just
they're everywhere.
Worldwide?
Yeah, they're global, right? They're okay. Generally, when you travel, you stick to, like, roads and paths, you're less common to bump into them. For no reason in particular. Like, they just don't stick to very structured roads most of the time.
Okay. So in the military, I probably would have. I've seen a couple, but not really up close.
Yeah.
Never had to. That's the sword sound.
She makes them. She would know.
Yeah.
I'm just used to the sound that makes when I, you know, crafting it, not using it.
Well,
yeah,
should we continue on?
Yeah, the foxes don't return. So
let's ignore that.
Pretend you leave it didn't the dead Feond and the half fox on the ground and resume your journey. After about, like, let's say 40-ish minutes of walking, you do see smoke off in the distance. It looks like there might like the kind of smoke that comes from what would probably be a campfire. It is a little out of your way. Like, if you want to cross paths with travelers X, Y, and Z, let's say, right? You'd go a little south, right? So if you're heading east, northeast, you'd be heading east, southeast. Yeah. So you'd have to offshoot a little bit if you want to see who else was out here for whatever reason. But there are signs of life that way, right? You would notice, Miss Varigal, that there are, like, twigs and, like, more humanoid footprints that also go that way. But yeah, you can also just ignore it, whatever.
Well, you know, I'm not the prestigious Varigal, but I could check that out. I've been known to be a little light on my feet.
If you want to, that's fine. I don't understand what your purpose would be, but
I mean, absolutely. Should we expect a bandit or any of those types?
Generally, probably not.
No, not really.
Most people don't travel through here, so bandits wouldn't really hang out here.
Yeah, most bandits tend to stay in the cities. Mm. It's easier that way.
More to bandit there.
Well, I'll check it out.
Okay. I mean, if they're not likely bandits, I could probably just talk to them. But why would we talk to them if they're... Why would we go out of our way? Like, it sounds like that's not really the direction we need to go.
It is a little bit more south than the watering hole that we saw. Wall.
Sorry.
Well, I know it's not necessary, but isn't it good to know who's all in the forest with us? And also, with those fucking monsters about, shouldn't we warn them if they're worthy of being warned?
I mean,
everyone
sure
kind of knows they're in the forest and shit, don't they?
I would hope they'd be prepared, but yeah, if you want to go check it out, we'll wait here.
Yeah. Rodney and I'll go.
Okay.
If you want to go.
Feels like I'm unwanted.
I mean, if you want, just be sure not to kill anyone else.
Why? Wait, no, not like why. Like, why is that? Like,
what the
why
fuck do you mean I can't kill anyone else?
You think I can't go on a murder rampage? That's dumb. Well, I don't know why you're concerned about that being an issue.
I mean, it's just a jab. Because you're bloodthirsty. And I'll go.
Bloodthirsty?
I do need to know. Are you going by yourself? Is anyone going with him?
I was going to go with him.
Nope, I'm not sneaky.
Are you following him? Because I know he just kind of took off. Do you want to follow him? Or do you want to just be like, wait, let him go?
I'm not really trying to be sneaky.
So you're just going to follow him?
Yeah.
Okay. And you two are just vibing more. Mm-hmm. So you're leading the way, I assume. Are you trying to be sneaky?
Yeah, I'm trying to be sneaky. So if Vera is...
I'll keep my distance a little bit, but keep him nearby.
And you wear a chainmail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean to sound as ominous as I do when I ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to hide my presence, but I'm also...
You're giving him like
some space, I don't... reveal his
presence. Yeah.
So I imagine like Vera's kind of maybe going directly to, like, and then I'm like off to the left a bit.
Yeah.
Like, trying to.
Okay.
And we based off of the smoke that we can see, how far away is this fire?
Because
I just kind of assumed it was kind of close by, but I realized I never asked. So
if you walk with some haste, you probably get there in like 5-ish minutes.
If you're trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be sneaky. You didn't see it before because the forest is a little dense, so you couldn't see like through the tree line the smoke. But now you're close enough to them that you can see it, right? If you're trying to be stealthy, probably closer to 8 minutes to get there. If you're just walking there, fucking like a brisk walk, you can get there in 5.
Okay. Yeah, so I do a stealth.
One stealth. Okay.
You're like, do I roll?
I was gonna say there is something attributed to that.
Yes,
I'm sure. Empathy.
Stealth,
huh?
Way of empathy.
Mm-hmm. Is stealth its own? Okay, cool. Yep. So you know math.
I don't. I was never taught math as a boy.
Okay. 15.
Oh, okay. How do I explain this? So you're there in the bushes. You're slithering around, and you're like. You know, like cartoons where they like part the bushes and
like, just, like
yeah, that's kind of what you're doing. And you get there first. They don't seem to have noticed you. And what you see kind of shocks you. It would shock you more if you could read, but you can't. But it still shocks you because you see three individuals, right? Two of them are shocking. One of them isn't. I'll start with the boring. What's up?
The shocker.
Oh, boy.
So sorry, everyone.
Street Thunder?
It sort of got me to start doing this on camera.
Do it.
So you peek over the bushes, and you see, like, what you see is kind of nuts, right? So, namely, kind of around on the ground are several of those birds.
Like, all oily?
Yeah, like, Icar, like, ew. The same one you fought, right? But, like, from what you can guesstimate, that one must have been part of a flock, and this is the rest of the flock, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing somewhere between, like, 8 to 12 littering the ground around you. And you're seeing three humanoid individuals, right? The first is a man. He's kind of slumped up against, like, a tree. He's awake, but not really. He's, like, half awake. He's, you know that middle ground where you're, like, just about to hit REM sleep, bro, and you're about to fucking pass out?
Yeah.
That's your boy.
I've got a Fitbit. Like...
You've never seen, like, he, from what you can tell, just looks like a normal dude, right? Like, he has, like, short, like, is it, do gingers have red hair? That's what he has. He has short red hair. He kind of has a beard.
I have red hair. Sorry. It doesn't matter.
So, just to clarify, these birds, they're dead?
They are dead.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
I thought some weird cult shit was going on.
No, they're dead.
I mean, there still might be. But that is a good distinction, right? Yeah. There's a difference between, like, a bunch of birds, yeah, like waiting.
Dancing like the Dumbo birds.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Yeah, me too.
Or, like, a bunch of carcasses. So, anyway.
Short, like, red hair. Not red, like that orange red. You know the red I'm talking about.
Yeah, ginger hair. Like
red hair.
Yeah.
We're all...
Not anime red. Not natural anime red.
That's the distinction I'm trying to make.
Like Weasley red.
Yeah.
What you call me? ginger beard, looks to be about like
10. I was genuinely trying to help, but then I was like, 10's not a beard age. But I, as soon as I said it, I was like, that's not right. That's not helpful.
Looks to be early to mid-30s.
Dressed like an adventurer, right? He has like leather armor. He has like a dagger on his hip. And beside him, also like leaning on the tree, is like a large sword, a great sword, right? Something that no one can wield with two hands. I mean, no one can wield with one hand. It looks like the average person probably couldn't wield it with two. Like, it looks really fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Homeboy be sleeping, right? And then you see the first notable figure to you is like someone around your age. They look to be roughly 16. The spitting image of the boy you saw in the at the Red Crow, right?
Oh.
Very obviously different, right? Dressed in different clothes. But the same, like the same features, right? The same short black, medium length black hair, roughly the same height, same heterochromia blind eye thing.
On the same side too.
On the same side. Oh, yep.
What?
Yep. Blind in the same, both, yeah. Also blind in her left eye. And as a female, right? That is like the key difference, right?
Twins.
You see her and the other figure, you see them as they drag one of the birds to the bonfire itself and starts to, like, put it up on, like, a spit fire on top of it. And the other figure you see, you barely recognize, but it is the Phaon from the portrait, right? You see a larger-than-average man, TM.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, legs made of a weird mesh of, like, blackish flesh and wood.
Oh.
He has a body of... half, like, I say half, but it's not like split down the middle. It is parts of it is tree bark, dripping this black ichor like a tree would drip sap, and the other half is stone that is kind of like just encased around the bark. And he has, instead of like a normal face, he has like a mangled mask of what looks like tree roots, that has a gap only exposing his lips. And the two move out silently, they don't really exchange words, but you see them put one of the birds up and starts spinning it. The ichor feeds the flames, right? So it starts to burn a little brighter. And you see the Phaon, the mass Phaon, take a chunk out of it with his bare hands and start to eat it.
Oh my fucking god.
Wow, I'm about to just walk into that.
It's a lot.
And, and you are aware that, yeah, Vera is just kind of walking this way, right? It seems like you are unnoticed.
Yeah.
You reckon. If Vera gets too much closer than she already is, she will not go unnoticed.
Then, you know, seeing all of that...
Bro, throw a rock at me or something.
I close the little hole that I made in the bushes, and then I back out and immediately try and sneak my way over to Vera.
All right, we'll stop you.
Okay.
This is so
I thought
tense.
You said we'll stop there. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, they ain't bandits. We fine.
They're not
easy
bandits.
Easy day. 19.
Okay. Dude. Yeah, so you fucking...
I rolled a 10 on the die. Yeah.
And then, yeah,
like, you fucking... Like Homer, I just, like, go yeah, back into the bushes.
Slide of your feet. Like, you spooked Vera, bro. She knew you were there. But yeah, you show up. And from what you can tell, they didn't follow you, so...
And then I'll just kind of, like, grab her. Grab you, Vera.
What are you doing?
And then I'll just give you, like, the panicked look.
The sibling shut up, don't tell mom stare. Yeah.
Don't look now, but...
shut your mouth.
Like,
yeah.
Don't bring that shit up, bro. You're dumb.
But instead it's like... Don't talk. This is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll shake my head no, and then I'll like motion to go back.
And then I'll.
So while this is happening, you two are chilling. Anything? Or are you just chilling? You don't have to talk to each other. I don't want to force you to be friends or anything.
I'm gonna poke the bird with a stick.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of like messing with the ichor, seeing bit. How it dries, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
Yeah, it's yep, that's it.
It's kind of like tarish and like once it, like...
That'd be gross.
Now that it is dead, it's slowly starting to, like, almost solidify.
Yeah.
In a really gross way.
Ew, like it's coagulating?
Yeah, that's a good word. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's doing that. It's fucking disgusting. It's only been, like, 5-ish minutes since you killed it at this point, but it's already starting to smell really fucking bad. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm worried about them now. They gotta get away from this carcass.
I'm just gonna kind of... take a rest. Like I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna keep my eye out, my one eye, for anything that's sketchy. But mainly, I'm listening just to kind of make sure that I've got some sort of perception going. But I am not suspicious of what Misty knows. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure it's not bandits. At the very most, it's like
some weirdo
somebody
woods,
coming so. From a different city. Yeah. Maybe a traveler. Hunter. Like, I'm
maybe
not.
Hunter, maybe another Vergal looking for a shortcut, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. And after you two chill for about somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, Otis and Vera return.
Wait.
Like, I assume I've talked to him on the
way back. Yeah, like, I assume you guys...
And he was like, yo.
We can start with you on the way back if you want, or we can just...
No, on the way back, I think I'm kind of like, you know, death grip.
So
like
nervous.
Almost white knuckle on your arm and just kind of like trying to pull you back. I'm like walking.
You don't have to pull me. I don't say that for a while because I can, like, I'm not...
You can sense the urgency, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, when we get back... we might need to leave this forest. The masked thing. I saw.
Oh yeah, the one that we were not going to go kill. We were avoiding.
I saw him, and then I saw, like, the boy from the inn. He
what?
Like his twin, but like a girl of him.
Twins. Same.
Like eye thing and
separated at birth.
The mask thing just they killed. Must have been half dozen of those pointing to the bird, and the masked one was just eating it, like just with his hands ripping pieces off. There's another one there, but he looked kind of normal though. Big ass greatsword.
I'm gonna like pat his back and sort of like, you know how like parents like rub the back, like trying to comfort him.
It's that's some real danger there. I don't think the woods are safe right now.
We might want to get out of here.
I think it seems like we should keep going where we were going, but definitely avoid. If they're so confident as to have a fire going like that and draw attention.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell that they, like, you couldn't quite tell in what direction they were going to go after their little camp. But they certainly did give off the vibe that they weren't really worried about the terrors of the forest, right? Like, that dude was asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he is the terror of the forest.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
So, I think as long as we avoid any sort of signs of people... We should be fine.
I don't quite know about that. I mean, well, who's to say they won't just start walking in that direction? Then what do we do?
Who's to say they won't haven't already followed us back?
And with that, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And as you say that, no,
you hear a rustling in the bushes.
You see the bushes go.
And you say, rustle. Get out of them bushes.
Stop. God damn it.
No, nothing happens.
If
fucking rustle.
If we... were to go all the way to the
plant?
Yeah, to where we suspect the plant to be. Then on the other side of the forest, that's where the path is, right?
What?
That main path.
That you came from?
No, the other option.
The other option. Gone. Like, instead of going to the river, there was
no, the path was heading south. It was just, like, kind of heading southeast for a while. So you could have followed that to have an easy travel, and then you would have had to break off and go straight east to get to the forest. Mm-hmm. You would have been closer to the center of the forest, and right now you're in the northern part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily close, if that's what you're asking at this point.
I'm just trying to figure out like where the closest path in general would be to the watering hole. Not to where we're at right now, but to the watering hole.
Oh. To avoid these things?
Well, to like go through, get the plant, and then get to a safer location, right? Because like notoriously the roads are not bad. They're not great, but they're not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, there are none, really.
Good.
Mm-hmm. The forest is pretty dense, right? It's not really like people ain't vibing, right?
Except for that masked guy.
Masked guy and his homies. There's like a good bit of space there, right? As long as you don't go around making a lot of noise. They probably won't notice you unless they also happen to be going that way. Hmm. And even if they happen to be going that way, unless like the stars align and you just happen to cross each other at the same time, you'll probably miss each other, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, I think we just need to grab these herbs real quick and get out of here. I don't know about you, but I took a job just to grab some herbs, not to, you know, fight some demon.
And his homies.
And his homies.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
That's not exactly what I'm looking for either, so.
So we're going to resume.
That said, let's do so quietly, as well as expeditiously, but.
Well, yeah, did you see my last stealth roll?
I didn't.
Exactly. Well, let's go. I give him a wide berth, but let's get going.
Okay.
And nervously and cautiously, you resume towards where you believe the watering hole to be.
Yeah.
And as you get closer, you see more like normal animals, right? Like you see like a few deer. You can catch a glimpse of a fox running in the bushes, but like you can't tell if it's one of the foxes from before or not, but it sure as hell is like where the other ones started openly following you at some point. These ones kind of stay hidden in the bushes and in like the like under trees, like, you know, sometimes they have that gap. Yeah. But more animals nearby does lead you to believe you're getting relatively close to the watering hole. So you just kind of like follow the direction the animals are spawning in.
Yeah.
And sure enough, eventually you come to the watering hole. It's really nice. The water seems unusually clear, especially for being like water you found in like the forest, I guess. I guess I don't know if forest water is always clear. I've never been to a forest or been to a watering hole.
Spring water's all right. I mean,
that's it looks really nice.
Depends on the forest.
And you're relieved as you do see a few thimbleweeds growing near the watering hole. As you get closer, you only make out about like 4 sprigs worth. But you, my earthen friend, you do notice a few more sprigs kind of like growing in the area, not quite ready to like be plucked yet, but
yeah,
they do be vibing.
So I imagine then that we see like the fully grown ones, right? Aren't those the thimbleweeds that we need?
Oh, yes, they sure are. And I'm like comparing them to my notebook.
And hopefully when everyone's distracted, I'd like to sneak over to where those not fully grown ones are.
Okay. Are you,
I'm going to do the thing.
Are you trying to be sneaky about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll up. Roll stealth.
Okay.
And then we'll compare it to everyone's.
14.
Is my buddy doing shady shit stats?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what it would take to notice that, right? Describe your actions.
My actions?
Yeah.
So I think it kind of starts off with like, isn't that the tumbleweed things? And just kind of like standing there a little bit. And then maybe when people like kind of come up to like look a little bit more, I like maybe sink back, okay, take a couple steps back. And once I see that they're starting to like really
start take collecting a look, them or whatever,
then I'll be
start casting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, unless someone has a reason to believe they'd be relatively aware. No. Sigil Ron is like, it can be pretty easy to sneak, right? Like you just hold a rock and you'd be like, Mama say, Mama saw, Mama who saw, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
it's not necessarily grandiose, especially like I imagine you're trying to use vegetal growth, yeah, right? I'll say with a 14, you probably get pretty unnoticed. I won't guarantee that the effects will be unnoticed, depending on how much you're trying to grow. It might be a little sus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how much are you trying to grow?
Well, I don't necessarily know how this all works.
Okay. You can talk about it. Are you on the page?
Yeah, so I'm saying that there's like...
What page is it?
It is page 246.
Thank you.
273.
But basically there's like six different circles. Each with an increasing difficulty threshold. And basically at each circle, there's more targets that you can pick. The like scale of the effect is larger. The number of rounds it's persistent with, or the bonus or penalties, damage, the cost, summoning time, all of that stuff. And I think it only takes certain parts and pieces of each. Like, it's not like every single spell has a target scale persistency base.
No, but penalty. It will. So your spells will naturally be the circle of the highest thing, right? So if you want it to affect a 60-mile radius, right? Jesus. Even if you only had X amount of... Oh, wait, hold on. I'm looking at the wrong chart. I'm looking at a POG chart. You're not POG. Here we are. Even if you only want to affect a
5-yard radius.
A 5-yard radius, right? And everything else was like in the first circle. Because you chose a 5-yard radius, it would be a second circle spell, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I'll say if you do... How many... Do you have a number in mind that you're trying to get? Or is it just the rest, TM?
I was thinking the... Well, because we found four.
Yeah, right, four now. Fully grown.
Yeah, I'd like to try and see if I can grow the other six or, like, finish them growing.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, the second circle for, like, a 5-yard radius. Because it's a pretty large area, right?
It is, right? I'm trying to think. What is a yard?
It's like 1/100th of a football field.
What did you say? You.
3 feet.
Is that a yard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it really 3 feet?
3 by 3 feet is a square yard.
A squared?
Squared. Yeah.
So I'll say depending on where you position the squad, you can get probably an additional, like, I'll say 3. But you can't get, like, you can't encapsulate the whole area of these around the watering hole without making it a third circle spell.
So if I try the third circle spell and I don't get the third circle difficulty threshold, but I get the second one, do I get that benefit or none?
Normally you get nothing, but no, I'm sorry, I will not be nice. Yeah, you pick. So, if you attempt a third circle spell and fail it, you get nothing. You can't downgrade it like that. Okay. But you don't lose, Rundalf for failed spells, so that's nice.
It's hard trying to choose whether to be nice or, like, fair. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I think... I have a 50-50 chance if I do the third circle.
You do you, King.
That means you have a 50-50 chance.
Okay, hold on, gotta...
I thought it'd be helpful.
Gotta get a whiff of these evergreen fucking dice. Alright.
I forgot those were smelly dice, and literally this entire game I've been like, why are we smelling this candle?
I keep on thinking that too, and I'm like, that's why I had to move it over there because I don't like the smell.
You got a 2.
He whiffed.
A 2 for a total of 13. I whiffed.
Oh, no.
No.
I remember there's something about re-rolling.
Wow, for survival points? How many do you have?
3.
I mean, they talk about using it in dire situations, but if this is that important to you, hey, fuck it.
This is whether we eat or not.
Yeah, it is money.
It's important to Aegon.
That being said, you got like what? You have 6 Azure Dahl in front of you. Split 3 ways because she's not interested. It's still 2 per.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4, 1, and 1, depending on how you split it. That's still a good amount, especially for you guys, right? But that being said, secure the bag, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it. You tell me, like, if you feel like it's that important.
It's pretty early on.
Yeah, fuck it, we ball.
It's not even, like...
That's kind of what I
was
thinking.
What are you afraid of, right? Like, what have you seen up to this point that might push you to use a survival point?
I mean, a creepy guy...
Nothing.
...with a bunch of carcasses of creepy creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how ominous can a young man, adolescent girl, and one masked Fayon really be?
I should have just gone and seduced the young man.
There you go.
That was an option.
I mean, you know where they're at. You can probably go back.
I got a +4 bonus in relation.
I don't know. Do you guys think...
And I have sweet talk.
That's crazy.
Do you guys think it's a dumb idea?
It is money in your pockets.
It is money in our pockets.
I think we ball.
I think we ball.
What do we got to lose? It's fine.
All right.
Let's just do it.
I'm going to use it.
You just do it. You use
it. Okay, re-roll. Yeah, go for it. Mark it off your sheet and then re-roll.
Where do you mark that on your sheet?
It is. That,
my good sir.
Over here.
Is a 10. Ooh. For a total of 21.
All the survival.
Ooh. Okay, so, yeah.
We actually get 12? I'm just kidding.
I mean, he's only offering you up to 10, so I guess you could find 12. And, like,
yeah, but we could sell it to someone nice else.
Yeah, because to be fair, this is a 50-yard radius.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think I hit...
That's quite a jump.
Yeah.
The watering hole.
So as you guys are like, wow, we found the thimbleweed. Let's start fucking pulling it out of the ground. Suddenly, like, beyond just those 4, you see about, like, you see 8 more go from, like, tiny little boys to, like, the same size, maybe a little bigger than the ones you were already collecting. You also see, like, the just the grass in general around the watering hole is, like, a little more lush and green, a little more vibrant in color. Some of the deer are, like, hogging out of their minds, but they can't talk. Yeah, so you all notice that.
Yeah, I imagine, like, how I do the spell, right, is I, like, pull out the stone, and then I, like, rub my thumb along the weird engraving on the stone, and, like, you know, I'm a say mama, so I'm yeah, and then, boom.
Yeah. So that happens.
And that also costs 10 Rindoth points.
So how many do you have total?
11.
And holy shit.
Did we notice that?
I'm sure you would have.
Because it's like...
It's kind of hard
not
to.
Way bigger than it was originally.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, like, at that range, like, even the grass beneath your feet, you can feel, like, creep. Like, it almost feels like worms are crawling for a second, and you realize the grass just went...
Ding. Gross. Yeah, trees probably around are, like, you know, more full of leaves, just all sorts of stuff.
So, yeah, you all know.
What was that?
Oh, no, did you see what happened?
Yes. It must have been the wind.
It must have run off. Yeah. I'm going to, like, ready my javelin. I'm, like, looking around for something that would have done that.
Sir?
When you do that, I'd like to just kind of, like, slowly lower your javelin.
It's
like,
okay. Like, nothing that's trying to harm us is going to...
Your friend over there seems to be into magics.
What?
I'm not dumb. I know what you're doing. It's really cool that you've developed that skill. I know only a fraction of what you just performed, and it's really impressive. So
yeah, it's weird how it just kind of grew all of a sudden.
Yeah, that is really weird.
Yep.
She just kind of walks away.
Yeah, he's got a look on his face like he knows that the gig is up, but he's not giving up on it yet.
Yeah. He ain't going to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, when the cops got you dead to rights, but you just, you know, keep on toying with them.
I ain't snitching. at this point.
I got pulled over this week.
Yeah.
You got pulled over? You criminal.
I did. And the cop comes to my window. He's like, you know, I pulled you over, right? I was like, it was really close. I thought I was going to make that light. And he's like, it was really close. And took my license. Then he came back. And he's like, all right, don't do that again. I got off with a warning. Nice.
Let's go.
I've only been pulled over once.
He's a criminal. Say it. Say it in the mic.
He is.
I speed a lot.
He's a criminal. I married a criminal.
Yeah.
Today's sponsor, crime.
The best thing about being in this area is no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
If you speed.
Dude.
Apparently, only a few people give a shit if you run a red light. Because I've seen so many people.
Hey, I didn't run a red light. It was close.
It was close.
I've told Misty. I don't think I told you. There were people that just... I guess they were just at the red light long enough. Then they just left.
Yep. I've seen that around here, too.
I've done that once. It was because I'm like, I swear to God, it's bugged, bro. I've been sitting there for a hot minute.
I'm telling you, there were two people in front of me. And the person in front went. And then the person in the lane next to us was like, well, like a few seconds later was like, well, I guess I'm going to go. Guess who I saw? At the next red light, the same two people. Like, wow, you really gained the upper hand. But you gained a ticket because the light had a camera.
Oh, oof.
And there's no way. You can't say.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, I don't know. I just, you know, because they were waiting at the light for a while. It's just, it blew my mind because I was like, what made you think, yeah, I waited long enough?
I paid the tax.
Oh man, people are dumb. I'm so sorry for them. They have to pay ticket people are dumb. Money,
especially our listed. No, I'm just kidding.
I've never had a ticket, so I'm fine.
Yeah, so everything's.
You're all fogging out of your minds.
And I'm refusing to admit anything. I don't actually know if you two would know.
Oh, I don't. Too much. About I have no idea.
I mean,
he's like my son now.
I've adopted him in the last couple of hours.
Sons, and she's my friend.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, unless you've gone out of your way to like look into it, knowledge of magic isn't really that common.
Right? I feel like it's pretty obvious. It sounded like it was pretty obvious.
I mean, yeah, definitely. It's definitely fucky, right? Like,
something happened.
Grass don't be growing like that.
Well, I mean, to be fair,
the average person,
right? Like, from your guys' perspective, you know. Oh, weird, everything's fucking growing all around me. You turn around and, like, you know, I'm just putting something into my pocket and then, like...
I thought he was sketchy from the beginning, though.
But Rebecca did call him out.
Rebecca called him out. So here's publicly. Everything to consider, right? You guys can decide whether or not you're sus of Otis.
I'm going to roll for it.
I'm not.
There is another group of people. One of them's actually part grass and tree and rock in the area.
I don't suspect him at all.
And then, Rebecca seems pretty certain. Otis is like, nah, not me. But, it could be anything. Founders are weird. Maybe they like timbleweeds and they made it grow.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
Speaking of the witch.
We should get as many timbleweeds as we can, though.
Yeah.
Even more than this kid wants.
So ask, as you're, timbleweeding, you look up, and it's not quite dark yet. But
you say we level up?
You look up.
Oh, okay.
And it's not quite dark yet, but it's getting dark. So you guys can kind of decide whether or not you want to camp here for the evening and leave, like, you know, travel by day tomorrow or travel by night tonight. And you'll probably get there, like, an hour or two before the sun comes up. You'll get back to Ostabail.
That sounds not worth it.
I want to get out of here.
You already got a blanket. You're fine.
Yeah, but I want to get out of here. Like, I'm scared. Like, something just grew under my feet.
Oh, wait. Yeah, shit. We got the herbs. Let's go.
Yeah.
I forgot that we got the herbs already. Yeah.
There's scary stuff out in the forest that y'all were telling me about. Like,
yeah,
I want to get out of here.
I guess you guys are kids, so.
You're teenagers.
And I think it's up to us adults to make the decision. Let's ignore their opinions.
Yeah. What? You keep changing your
age. Okay, I'm so thankful someone said that. I was like, you're 18?
You are 10 years old.
I thought you were 17.
You're 24.
Nope.
Thoughts?
You'll never know.
We should head back. I mean, it's going to be a rough time, but not as rough as staying in the forest after what he's seen.
If we do try and camp out around here, we should probably, and I'll start like pointing up, try and sleep up in the trees. Harder to see that way.
That's where the burbs are.
Let's just head out. I will.
It's really
warn
not
you.
That bad. It's nice and comfy.
I trust you as a guide a lot more than these two.
I will need you to be on the lookout more so than you were during the day. I'm not great at seeing at night, but
do the monsters see at night?
Yes,
they do.
Sorry,
they do.
So maybe we should stay in the trees until we can see and fight them on even footing. Just
they also see during the
just
day.
Saying.
Yeah,
I just want to get out of here.
I think we should just try and make our way out of here while we can. I'd rather be. I don't think the trees are as safe as you think they are, given the number of birds you saw. If that's true.
Well, there's not any birds anymore.
Yeah, 100. That's what you
want. What, you think there's six birds in the whole forest?
Six daemon birds? Oh, it seems like the masked guy, he's real hungry.
I'm so confused. He's killing them when he could be controlling them. Maybe they already know we're here. Maybe he was controlling the one earlier.
Maybe that's like how he gets stronger, like eating his vegetables.
You two, and then the group begin to dwell on it. You do know that it is weird behavior for a Phaeon, right? The eating birds, maybe not so much. Like, you know, they're fucking weird, right? But the fact that he was traveling with two people that looked relatively human, that's the weirder part, right?
Hey,
like, most of them attack people on sight, and this one was just like being chilling with a teenager and some adult.
Bro.
Okay, so seeing him eat another Phaeon is like the same level of weirdness as just seeing a Phaeon.
It's like Animal Kingdom type shit, right? Like, okay. Probably, you don't know, but like they're weird enough that you're like, it's disturbing to look at, sure, but it's like,
I guess
maybe they do that, right? Yeah. Like, whatever. But it's definitely also very strange that he was just like boys with these two that didn't look Phaeon at all, right?
Wow.
Phaeon.
Maybe they were good guys. Maybe they were good guys. Just judge them.
I've never met a Phaeon that was a good guy.
I've never met a Phaeon that's not killed people on sight.
I've never met a Phaeon.
You did earlier.
You met
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's a first, so
yeah.
You'll get a pass for that.
Okay, thank you.
Don't say it again, though. It'll be a liar.
I don't think we're safe staying here.
I think we should ask the kid.
Let's go.
About his childhood.
And oh, origins. Not me?
Okay. Not you. No.
Ragnvald, the kid.
Listen, Aegon.
The kid.
I'm only 11. Let's get out of here. I'm scared.
What did you fucking draw? That's okay. Terrifying.
So you set out?
It's the mask.
Oh. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's like Otis loses the vote.
Yeah, we're heading out.
Yay.
Okay. I think one other thing, like as we are starting to travel out, like Otis isn't going to fight too much on this, but he looks exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Damn, my boy needs sleep.
I figure like using your Rin Doth stuff, because like
it is
I saw rules where you could like start to spend your life
vital. Yeah.
To cast some of these spells.
So. No, it makes sense that you would be tired, and you recharge it by either meditating or sleeping. So like it makes sense that you would be pushing for rest, right?
Yeah. Which like, I totally get, but where the rest of us are like to travel, I think that's why I would push for that. Yeah, like we can put him on our backs if
I don't think he's my son. I don't think he's like bringing this up to the group.
Yeah.
But that,
he just visibly
especially
is
you
tired.
Since you know what might be going on. Like
I know about magic. Yeah. So
she knows magic.
I don't know magic.
Well,
but
she knows about
I know about magic, and so I'm sure she would be aware that you'd at least be a little tired. She probably doesn't know how tired you are, but it's like trolley problem, right? Let's get out of here.
So, on we go.
You pack up, you take off, you start heading back the way you came.
we get on our brooms.
You fly away.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I would like to make a little mark, as we get to, like, a good spot to do so that warns people about...
Oh, like the other fiddler thing?
Yeah, that warns people about the Feyond and that this area in general probably isn't safe right now.
Okay. You want to just leave it by the watering hole, or do you want to leave it a little further up the path?
A little further up the path, because I hope that people aren't getting all the way to the watering hole before they know.
That makes sense. Okay.
So. And I'll just, like, carve it into a tree or something.
You make your signs. You guys pack up what you need. And you start making the night trip back.
So how many of the tumbleweeds did we end up getting?
You have 12? A total of 12. You're only going to get paid for 10 of them. Okay. If you're feeling generous. But you are going to get a total of 12 Azure, right? Because he said he'd throw in an extra 2.
I think
two.
We
right.
should just give them to him.
Yeah, if you're feeling nice, you can give them to him when you get there. If not, you can hold on to them. I'm sure somebody else at some point will be interested in buying them.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of pog, right? But as you gather your things, and start to head back, I think we'll wrap up there.
Okay.
With one very tired Otis.
Dude, casting spells is just cool.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
I like the slow magic version of it where it's like...
I cast fireball.
Yeah,
it's not so intrusive. It's just like, hey.
I like too that it's like... Rendoth is like a scarcer resource than spell slots.
Mm-hmm.
Because even casters are like... The average caster can only cast so much, right? And there are things you can do, I think, in general to, like, maybe get more at some point. But, like, the average person only has so much to spare, right? So it's, like, if I use all of my spells to do, like, a pog plant thing, then if I get caught lacking later, I have no combat magic, right?
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Because, like, I'm down to 1 Rendoth rating, and I think sleep will give me 1 point back.
Oh.
And I think meditating I think will give 2. Me more.
I think
it might be 2, but it's still not that much.
It's not a lot. No, it occurs very slowly, right? Sleeping a full night, I believe, gives you 2, and each hour of meditation has the potential to give you 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you max out at 5 hours of meditation per day. So yeah, it is a slow regenerating resource, which I enjoy, right? Because it's like even mages need to have other means to defend themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like at best, it's going to take me 2 full days to
get back. If everything went perfectly. Yeah, 2 full days.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But there are... You mean you don't just heal everything after 8
A full
hours?
Night's rest. You're not just back to full health.
From 1 hit point back to my 170?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. No one got hurt in that fight, right?
With that much magic.
No. No one did.
Pogger's champion.
Right. I am excited for when we do get hit, because there's the whole, like, good health, okay health, bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be good.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the rest of this campaign.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially now that you met some cool guys.
These dice are stinky.
Like, I don't know if they're cool.
One of them is one of my favorite characters in the game.
What?
No. Which one?
None of your business.
Tell us.
No. If I do tell you, I'll tell you off camera. Because our rejects are stinky.
Yeah.
That being said, goodbye forever, rejects.
Later, nerds.
Bye, guys.
Or at least
we'll
for a
see
week.
You next week.
Bye.
If we make it out.
We probably will. It would be really sad if we all just died. It's a possibility.